Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
An ugly series. They led 4-2 in game one, mid-innings. Didn't score 6th through 9th or in extras as they blew the game. Then they got shut out in game two, and then they went 8 innings today without a run. So at one point, Danny, 22 straight innings
22.
Without a run scored. One of the big reasons why, without being overly reactionary, just happens to coincide with a guy being ready. Brady House, man, he's sitting in AAA. He's homering just about every day at this point. He's on a 34 home run pace. He's having good at bats. He's hitting over 300 at this point. And there's no ramifications negatively in terms of losing eligibility for, you know, keeping him around as long as possible. Like you've already hit all the mile markers needed in terms of dates and arbitration. Prospects all over the game are getting called up right now because it's prospect season. So why not?
Do you think they call him up?
I don't, because here's why I say that. They had an open 40-man spot yesterday, and they claimed a pitcher and put him on their 40-man roster. If they were going to call up Brady House, that's something generally you have a pretty good indicator of over a couple of days before. But I don't think you would have filled your last spot, meaning you could. There's some ways they could get creative. But like Brady House would now have to be, would knock somebody off the roster, essentially. Like they'd have to make a corresponding move, if that makes sense.
It does. So I'm wondering if I'm racking my brain. Is there someone that can move to the 60-day IL, or could, you know, did they, not being flippant about it, do they give walking papers to Eduardo Salazar, who was in mop-up duty again tonight?
Yeah, you could shorten your bullpen if you wanted. That's the question. Like on their 40-man right now in the infield, if you're just looking at that position, Abrams, Darren Baker, who's in the minors, Josh Bell, Andres Chaparro, Paul DeYoung's on the 10-day. Could you move him to the 60-day?
That's kind of my question.
That would be interesting, but is he getting closer? I saw he was back in the cage. Luis Garcia, big leagues. Trey Lipscomb, minor leagues. Nathaniel Lowe, big leagues. Nassim Nunez, minor leagues. Rosario Tena, Wanya Pez in the minors. I mean, do you want to lose a guy from the organization potentially? The outfield, it's not 1-to-1 because we're talking about an infielder, but you've got Cole Cruz on the 10-day. I don't think you're putting him on a 60-day. He's going to be back sooner than later. Hassel, Lyle back in the minors, Wood and Young, so there's nothing to do there. Catchers, you've only got 3 guys, including Millis in the minors. No move there. So it's either one of these arms, but again, if you were going to do that, then you probably wouldn't have just claimed this guy Ryan Laudis that they did just yesterday.
No, right.
So that's the only thing that gives me a little pause. Otherwise, it all makes sense. They've had a bunch of Friday night debuts. They always do it at home. It feels like the timing's right. As dumb as this sounds, from a business standpoint, you know, a lot of times I think you bring these guys up to kind of sell a couple thousand walk-up tickets or whatever. Like, that stuff all matters. But you've got a Nelly concert tomorrow, so maybe you feel like, well, there's already going to be a good crowd. Do you wait till later in the weekend? I don't know. But if I had to guess, I would just say less than 50% chance. But hopefully we find out in an hour that Brady House is coming up.
Yeah, it feels like it's happening very soon to me. If that means that, you know, because you mentioned the Nelly concert Friday, tomorrow night, rather. Maybe it's sometime, you know, after this weekend series or something.
Maybe it could be Monday against the Rockets.
And that's my thought, while they're at home, because they don't do it on the road for whatever reason. I mean, there have been debuts on the road with Bryce Harper in L.A., but that, I think that was circumstantial because of an injury. But when it's planned, they always seem to do it at home. Maybe it's a, hey, let's get a little juice here for a weekday series that may or may not be well attended.
But here's why I thought this homestand was a no-brainer. Not only do you play the Marlins, who stink, and the Rockies, who are worse, and it is a nice little soft landing spot. Not only does the right-handed nature and the power that he provides like all help right now, not only are you terrible offensively and in your worst run of the season, essentially, since their big four-game outburst, and like all of these reasons are good reasons, you're not home again until July 1st. So if he doesn't get called up now, then I would definitely think it'd be that homestand, which is three against the Tigers and then three against Boston. But Detroit's the best team in the American League, arguably the best team in baseball. Boston's, you know, much firmer challenge. Not to say that you matter that matters a lot, because if you're calling a guy to the big leagues, you can't worry and protect.
Yeah, you can't hide.
Baby, I'm like, you're always going to be playing good big league teams and legitimate pitchers. And if that's a problem, then he shouldn't be in the majors anyway. But you're talking about July 1, which is, you know, another 15 days in the minor leagues. I'm not saying that that's bad. Every day he's developing is probably helpful. But what's the point of that? What's the benefit? I mean, how much more seasoning is he getting in that time? If he's going to be ready on July 1st, well, he's ready now. And if there was a reason not to call him up financially or business-wise, I'd say, sure, wait. The example I'll give you there is Cade Cavalli. And Cade Cavalli, everyone says, well, why aren't they calling him up? He's pitching well at AAA. Trevor Williams is not very good. And you know, Mitchell Parker has really struggled. Like, he could take a spot in the rotation. Yes, he could, and he will. The problem for Cade Cavalli right now is, if he were to get called up today, then he would be 1 year closer to free agency and they'd lose another year. Because remember, he made his major league debut. And then when he got called up and made his debut, he was placed on the injured list after that. He wasn't like sent back to the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. So the 2 years that he's been hurt have cost the team.
Service time.
He's 2 years closer to free agency, even though he hasn't helped them. If you call him up now, based on the number of days left in the season, my understanding is he gets another year closer and he's knocking on the door of free agency before he's ever really been a part of the organization.
Yeah, okay, now you're ready to pitch the major leagues and join another team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you wait until early July when he's not going to accrue the season and you save yourself literally an entire year of Cade Cavalli in your organization? To me, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's smart.
And it's what they're doing, I think, and it's why he's not in the majors, and they're just buying time, and they'll say what they need to say in the meantime. But that's not a thing with Brady House right now. So now or in 2 weeks, what's the difference? Let's go to Gibbs, who's in Connecticut, on Grant and Danny. What's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Doing well.
Last night, I mean, got home 1 a.m., drove to the game for the first time. Get to see our seven hitter, who's batting a nice 100 on the year, and one of my favorite players ever, hitting home runs against us. And it's just awful. And I want Brady House to get called up, but I don't want him to get called up and then have to be coached by Darnell Coles. And I don't know how much a hitting coach influences the players and everything, but I think it was 15 runs in like their last 95 innings before the ninth tonight. Like, that can't happen without a change. Even the Rockies went on a bad stretch and their hitting coach got fired and their manager. Like, something has to change. I don't want these players coming up and then getting affected by this awful coaching or performance. I'm not quite sure. But the offense has been awful. I can't watch it anymore. It's awful.
Appreciate it's you, dude.
Definitely been terrible. I mean, the four-game stretch that they had, Danny, was ridiculous. When they scored, it was 39 runs, I think, in those four games.
Yeah.
Remember, they had nine.
Three nines and an 11.
Nine and 11. And they had that. I mean, this team, this lineup, had the 11 batters in a row in the first inning all come to the plate without a single out. Like, baseball is the funniest thing in the world. But they've paid for it ever since. That four-game stretch was so far above the norms and what's expected and reasonable and what this group's capable of, that on either side of that, the correction has been very, very real.
Yeah, the next five games, they didn't equal the total from one of those games. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how violent and mean baseball is in terms of regressions. But, yeah, I mean, so I see that point. I know a lot of Nats fans feel that way. They're frustrated with some of the coaching and the like.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, to me, the hitting coach is only as good as the hitters. Like, it's great for Kevin Long to look awesome when he's hanging out with Juan Soto and a bunch of really quality big leaguers that are going to grind at bats. I don't know how good a hitting coach Darnell Coles is. I have no idea. It's really hard for me to tell. But there's only so much you can do with the molds of clay that are Alex Call and Jose Tena and Keibert Ruiz, a couple other guys at the back of the order. I don't know. I don't know exactly. But to me, I understand his point where you've given us this idea that we have expectations of winning. Well, that's not what winning looks like. There's no way that's meeting expectation, watching your lineup just get pitched to for half of a month. You know what I mean? Like, so something should probably change. I don't know what it is. Maybe it could be calling up Brady House, but at a certain point, show us that you actually believe some of the rhetoric that you were espousing. That makes sense to me as a fan.
The Darnell Coles dialogue is difficult for me. And I think it's just because I don't have the information necessary and I don't even know how to get it. In other words, like, the team will tell you he does a fine job. The fan base doesn't think he does. You could say the proof's in the pudding. The results are the results. But to your point, I don't think that a pitching coach or a hitting coach is the reason for the results. In every sport's a little bit different, but like, a pitching coach being really good doesn't mean your staff's going to have a low ERA. If you have the best pitching coach in the world and you put together with a very low payroll a bunch of crappy pitchers, they're going to have a terrible earned run average. I look at this lineup right now and I go, how sure are we that they should be a lot better than they are offensively? Like, who is playing well below the back of the baseball card, in other words? There might be an example here, an example there, but by and large, go through it. They've got one guy with young superstar potential in James Wood, who's having an all-star season, is on pace for over 30 home runs, who's going to hit close to 300. So is Darnell Coles doing a good job with him? I guess he is, right? Because James Wood's had a great year. C.J. Abrams was just in a bad slump, but for the duration of the season is one of the more productive shortstops offensively in baseball. Well, I guess he was doing a really good job with him for a little while, but then he did a bad job with him, and hopefully he does a better job with him soon. You see what I'm saying? Like,
of course I do. So
I heard that Josh Bell, who four teams have said no thank you to in the last 2 years, who's 33 years old, was available for a song, isn't having a very good season. I don't think you're fixing that. Alex Call is a bench bat that they play too much. He's 30. He's a nice little player. He's not an everyday guy. They treat him like one in stretches. He's actually overachieved. I guess Darnell Coles has been awesome with him. But I don't know. I just don't do the... But he's a terrible hitting coach because the team doesn't hit. I look at this lineup and I go, that'll be the 23rd best lineup in baseball, like, on paper. That's how I feel.
And to go pitching wise, like, if I don't care if find prime Leo Mazzoni. I don't know that he makes this staff outside of Mackenzie Gore really good. You know, I think Jake Irvin punched above his weight class. He's kind of settling back into who he is. I don't know that Mitchell Parker or Trevor Williams or, you know, the bullpen guys, Colin Poche and company that they had to start the year. I don't know how good a pitching coach could possibly be with some of those horses. So again, I'm also not saying the fans are wrong, by the way. I have no idea. To me, the things that you know are easily fireable, where it's like the guy's not grinding, the guy's not putting in the work, the guy you want to hit and the guy's nowhere to be found. Okay, fine. Fire the hitting coach if that's the case. You've heard stories about that, not necessarily here, but around the league. That's happened before. Other than that, it's really hard for me to tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's my answer.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not telling you that it's a bad thing to do. If you want to do it, do it. I'm just saying these guys are still walking through the door. You still have the worst catching OPS in baseball the day after you fire that guy. And do you think all of a sudden, like, he's telling them the wrong approach, or he's not instructing them in the way that the next big league guy is going to, or someone like Chris Johnson would probably be elevated on the staff? All of a sudden, he's going to have this come to Jesus with K-Bert Ruiz, who's been a bad offensive player for most of three seasons, and he's just going to get really good overnight. Like, I guess I just see it a little bit differently. I'm not saying don't do it, but
maybe you need a different voice. That's fine.
If you think that's the fix, I think you're wrong. If you're saying these results are terrible and you just got to do something to show that this isn't okay, then I could have that conversation.
Yeah, I get that.
I think that's reasonable enough.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.